Gavin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, Filling the Void. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than having a terrible mom who fails to make our worst mom's countdown. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix and Joe Curry.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
On the show, happy Mother's Day. I know a lot of you guys are listening to us on Mother's Day, as well you should. And by the time we're done, you're going to want to squeeze your mommy and thank your lucky stars you got her. Because this is our annual Mother's Day Worst Mom of the Year list. In order to make the list, you have to be a terrible mom within the past year, but you can't have killed or seriously permanently injured your kid, because then the list becomes more sad than anything, and we really don't want that.
Yeah.
But this is really just about celebrating your mom. That's what this is. Celebrating how lucky you are to have a mom that did not kill you.
Believe me, had a mom that wanted to.
Believe me.
Many occasions.
No court would have convicted her.
Yeah, no. She actually was in the speech. And not a court. And when they find out about you, nobody will convict me, mister.
All right. I'm going to start us off.
Okay.
First, I'll play our music. Yes, tie your mother down. Might be the best thing to do. Viridiana Pardo Mayo Erpscorn.
Irish gal.
You know what? With a name like that, you can't blame her.
Is that
for not
a woman
being
or a place?
It's a woman.
Okay.
No, she's from Noonan, Georgia.
Oh, all right.
Has been arrested for allegedly using Brillo pad to scrub off her 12-year-old makeup off her 12-year-old son's face. Erpscorn, 47, reportedly told police that her son had been going through a rock and roll stage, wearing leather clothing, dyeing his hair red, and putting on makeup. According to police, Erpscorn told them that she had used a steel wool pad to scrub the makeup from the boy's face, even his eyes.
Oh!
One of the child's siblings called the police, and when officers arrived, they found the freshly used Brillo pad and soap. When asked about it, Erpscorn reportedly confessed to police. The boy's face was sore to the touch. He had the trademark blue soap of a Brillo pad on his cheeks, ears, brows, and even his right eye socket. His vision was blurred, and the hospital found scratches on the boy's eyeball. Police have charged Erpscorn with 2 counts of child cruelty and 1 count of battery and 1 count of reckless conduct. So that's my candidate for my third worst mother. Now, first of all, everybody knows if you want to get makeup off the face, you don't use a Brillo pad. You use mayonnaise.
She was also charged with
mayonnaise
scouring.
Gets it off.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Because when I was a kid, my family took me to Circus World in Orlando, and they had the bright idea of like covering me in like clown makeup and everything. And then they said to get it off, mayonnaise. So I had like mayonnaise on my face that night. Much better than a Brillo pad. Good parenting, mom and dad.
I would have threw tomatoes on his face and some lettuce.
And a can of tuna. Yeah.
It's the only way anybody was going to make food for you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not more upset about the mayo than the kid.
No.
But mayonnaise on your face. Ew.
Mayonnaise on the face, but Brillo pad pretty. Where do you go after Brillo pad? Blowtorch? Where are you going?
Sandpaper. No, I just.
Maybe sandpaper. We're out of Brillo pad. Here, come here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Well, obviously, a lot of the moms, these are not going to be your normal mom. This isn't even going to be
They're
cool
not
going to
be in Good Housekeeping?
No. No. That's crazy.
Not going to be in Red Book?
Yeah.
Red Book.
Red Book. Wow.
They're not going to be in McCall's. Remember McCall?
Yes.
So that's my number three. Do you guys feel good that you can unseat my number three? Joe, you're up.
We'll see. All right. What do we got here?
Yeah, let's fill. Why don't we? You didn't know this was coming.
Okay. Woman charged with leaving 5-year-old daughter home alone while she worked as a stripper. The 23-year-old mother remains on the run, charged with endangering the welfare of a child in the second degree. Police were called out to her home where they found her distraught daughter, but she was nowhere to be found. This little girl was across the street yelling, Pat, help me. After hearing the cries, she went to find a 5-year-old girl standing in the rain. The power was out in the neighborhood and said the little girl was trembling. She was yelling, Daddy, Daddy, why did you do this to me? I called for her, and she said, could you come over here with us? After that night, the little girl would come over and play with her grandson. She said she was always hungry and started wondering what was happening across the street at her house. I felt sorry for her. She turned out to be like a granddaughter. She called my husband, Grandpa, The family said the neighbors noticed more and more that the little girl's mom and stepdad were nowhere to be found. They confronted the girl's mom and said they would call the cops if they ever saw her alone again. They were nothing like a real parent. A few weeks ago, the little girl packed a suitcase and started knocking on the neighbor's door, begging them to take her away. She ran away from home, begging them to leave the house.
Wow.
She told them she saw her mom use a needle and inject a yellow substance into her arm. Police say the mother worked as a stripper and weaned the girl home for hours at a time. Detectives also found the water had been shut off at home for 6 weeks. The little girl had been through a lot, but was very sweet.
All right. Well, right off the bat, negligence is so run-of-the-mill in these stories. I'm going to need something a little bit more aggressive than leaving your kid. Anybody can leave your kid. That's a passive form of abuse.
She's a drug addict. And usually
you're not the best of the world when you're leaving your kid.
No.
Or you're scrubbing Brillo pad on him.
Wow.
I mean, listen, Joe's stripper mom, listen, I'm sure a heck of a lap dance. Obviously not a good mom.
No. Obviously not. Not because she's a stripper, but because she lets the kid run around in the street.
Right. But we all grew up with those kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, but did the kid that gets scrubbed want to run away from home?
I'm pretty sure after the scrubbing he did. I'm pretty sure nobody's sticking around for act two. I mean, what's next, Joe? We're going to skin you on cement?
Ow.
Yeah, so I feel very good that we can eliminate Joe's right now. It's just run-of-the-mill neglect. You got to bring. We've done this enough. You got to bring a little bit more than run-of-the-mill neglect.
All right, well, let's get them all together and then we'll decide.
All right.
Lubbock, Texas. Police said they could see signs of neglect everywhere. Cockroaches climbing the walls, a dirty apartment, moldy dishes. But perhaps the...
Is this taking place in your house?
No, Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Your summer home.
Yes, our summer home. But perhaps the clearest sign something was amiss was when Shauna Bennett's 3-year-old daughter reportedly told cops on Saturday, "I need a beer."
Kid knows what she wants, a decision maker.
Bennett, 42, is charged with abandoning and endangering her child after police found the little girl wandering her apartment complex, barefoot, dirty, and with bed bug bites covering her body.
Mm.
Bennett is currently in jail on a $15,000 bond. This was a clear neglect on the mother's part, says Lubbock.
She should have had beer in the fridge.
never gets to the authorities if you have a stocked fridge. That's a good point.
Why does she have to walk around begging for beer if mom could have had some around?
Yeah, I mean, what type of beer was she begging for? Are they drinking good stuff or is it, you know?
They
nobody wants Milwaukee. If she's like begging, asking for Milwaukee's best, maybe you have my interest. But I mean, if she's asking for like Heineken, at least they're drinking good beer over there.
They didn't specify. They're not a sponsor. A police report said when officers brought the child back to her apartment, they found the door ajar. Cops called out to Bennett multiple times with no answer before finally entering the apartment where they found the mother reportedly asleep.
Wow. You don't want to wake her.
More than anything, it was the conditions the child was living under and the fact that the mom was completely oblivious to where the child had been or where it was at the time.
And there's no
She's sleeping! She didn't open up the door for the kid!
Neighbor Keith Graves, who sometimes babysits the child, called the incident a misunderstanding. She's very rambunctious.
She doesn't want beer. She prefers vodka.
You don't want to switch it up once in a while?
She's
bored.
Very rambunctious and has a lot of energy, and she knows how to get out of the apartment.
This kid's five?
Three. So she gets out of the apartment and did what a 3-year-old does, play around.
Drink.
Go to the bar. A kid going out to play outside, not have shoes on and so forth. So a child being not clean, that's just natural. But the court tape...
You know what would help that? Little Brillo. That's
The owner said it's not the first time the girl's been seen alone in the hallways. And he confronted Bennett about the noise complaint 2 weeks ago and chided her for the unkempt apartment.
Because that's the issue.
It could have been cleaned a little better, Graves said.
You know what? I had a landlord who said the same thing. A landlord's going to be a pain in the neck, always wanting me to clean up, too.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know what? I don't want an adult telling me to clean my room.
Yeah.
You know
what? We don't. Landlords need to mind their own. Call family services.
Yeah, forget that.
Don't call the landlord. Call family services. Maybe they can bring beer.
Yeah. Landlord's not for nothing. I mean, I see your kid drinking over there, but could you dust?
Yeah. All right, we're from family services. I see you come empty-handed, huh? You know, usually people bring
Heineken
beer.
Has a nipple on it.
The kid's got the only play date where everybody has to bring a six pack.
between living in squalor, she's got bed bug bites all over. She gets out of the.
Have you seen the hotels I've stayed at in the road? Yeah. Sounds like a Wednesday in Flint.
Have you seen where I live?
Yeah.
No, the thing is that here's a child who's like being abused in every possible way. The kid doesn't even say "Dada." She says, "I want a beer."
She knows what she wants.
The 3-year-old's getting out of the house. God knows what's going to happen to her. This is a terrible case of abuse.
This is a terrible case of abuse?
It's a terrible case of abuse.
We're going to have to decide which is the worst case of abuse.
I know.
When we come back after this break. But I'll tell you what. Now, I could go for a beer. Your story has made me thirsty, Pip Felix.
As it does.
Was that not the moral of the story?
To make you thirsty? Yeah, no.
How can a kid open up a can? I don't even understand.
Well, that's what she's asking the cop for it.
Cops have everything.
Yeah.
You're listening to Davin's Den. Don't go anywhere. Back special Mother's Day show here on Davin's Den. When we last left you guys, we all presented our three stories. Joe's was a tale of stripper neglect. Pip's was a tale of thirsty 3-year-old beer neglect.
Mm-hmm.
And my story was different. There was no neglect at all. A very attentive mother who wanted to wipe that makeup off the face with Brillo. Because nothing says I love you like steel wool. I think the fact that we have two neglectful stories just shows you how prevalent in these type of things neglect is. Like I said, when Joe was doing his thing, to take, it's easy to pass out, but you really gotta wanna be awful to scrub your kid's face with steel wool. The eyeballs.
Yeah, well, you know,
I'm gonna change these eyes from brown to blue. You just wait.
Well, obviously that person is insane.
Well, there's
the mom.
No, all these people are citizens of great standing. No. They're all wonderful human beings.
Would you agree that physical harm is just as bad as mental harm?
I think when you get scrubbed with Brillo, you have mental and physical harm. I don't think anybody walks out and go, "Well, that was a day in the park. What are we doing tomorrow?" I mean, these kids—they're all mentally abused. Now, this kid was older, so he's much more aware of it. This kid was 12 as opposed to Pips, who was 3.
Mm.
You know, if the kid gets taken away from this awful person, they have a better chance at hopefully blocking a lot of this out and repressing it and getting into bad relationships later.
But she's already an alcoholic at 3 years old.
Yeah, she can be weaned off that. You just take it out of the bottle. You're going to drink some non-alcoholic beer with your snack. Animal crackers and Moosey.
Could you pull that bud into my sippy cup?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's even close.
Would you think, like, one incident where it's just one incident, whereas yours was one incident compared to many incidents?
No, mine doesn't have a lead up. We don't know what other stuff this person. I have a feeling this mother was a bad mother before this moment. This is just the one that got her in trouble, Joe. I don't think she was Betty Crocker up until this point and then had a bad day.
I think that as far as, if our standard seems to be how wretched is the child after what's happened.
No, I think the standard is how awful the mother is.
Yes, it is. But you're basing how awful the mother is on what she did to the kid. So it's like, who's the worst off?
Well, like I said, this is mine was actually aggression, whereas both of yours was passive. They just weren't present.
No, they weren't. Well, they weren't present.
Your kids would have been better off than this kid. You don't want this mother present.
Yeah.
This is not somebody you want to come home to.
Yeah, neither. Well, none of them are.
No.
Are
no, I think I got. I think I got this one, though.
Yeah. I actually have to concede Brillo patting the face is a little bit worse than the kid.
Yeah.
Dirty place and neglect.
Yeah.
Yeah. You beat me.
Yeah, right.
Joe?
Yep, we'll concede it to him.
All right, thank you. I'm on the board. I got the number 3 story.
Okay.
Pip, why don't you start us for the number 2 category of worst moment?
Okay. Mom arrested for allowing sex offender to tattoo her three young children.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, you did?
I think I saw this.
And I got the same story.
Do you?
All right, all right. So the two of you can
Yeah, now we have
I don't know.
Now,
I don't have the story.
All right, now, this is where, and this is where we didn't know this rule
until
we did Ren of Die. We didn't know this rule. So, as you're the boy.
Is this your number two story?
This was going to be number two. This is my number two story.
So, it's gonna be, so the two of you can share this,
yeah.
Okay. And then we'll see if mine's worse.
All right.
So okay. Go on. You guys can share the story.
A Texas woman was arrested after she let a registered sex offender tattoo her children after she got drunk. So
booze seems not to be a good thing in these stories.
Never is.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Many a child have been formed with booze, Joe.
Ashley Weir, 31, was charged Monday with three counts of tattoos prohibited for certain persons after her ex-husband discovered three young kids' new ankle tattoos.
All right,
well,
an ankle's a nice place to put it. Did they say what the tattoos are?
Yes.
Awesome. These are obviously not Jewish kids because you can't get a tattoo if you're
That's
Jewish.
Right.
Well, she's too drunk to know. Mm. Weir allegedly told her son and two daughters, all under the age of 14, to get tattoos, but not to cry or whine about it when it hurts.
Now, Joe, you should appreciate this because often you talk about how today's kids are too soft. So you should appreciate this type of a discipline. You should be arguing that this is a great mother.
You didn't scrape your knee. You didn't cry that you can't watch the TV or play with your phone. You're getting tattoos.
Tattoos.
I didn't want it.
But it's the message you want.
Yeah. Bite on this stick while you're getting
it. Yeah, suck it up, buttercup.
Her 13-year-old son got a tattoo of a cross.
Okay.
Her 10-year-old daughter got a tattoo of an infinity symbol with
infinity?
A cross.
What's an infinity symbol?
It's like that sideways eight.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I did not know.
With a cross. Mm-hmm. And her 9-year-old daughter got a tattoo of a heart with an arrow. Weir's
the only one that's not religious is the 9-year-old.
Weir's boyfriend. Whoops, I just
and on their ankles, this. Which means that it's like where bone
on
is.
Bone.
You know, it's not a fleshy
a little bit more
part.
Sensitive.
It oh hell hurts. Yeah!
So would you guys have preferred a tramp stamp for the young kids?
at least for the boy.
But if you did, how are you? Because they're gonna have to grow into it. Yeah,
well, everything's growing. They're so young. Yeah, but you feel like a tramp stamp would be better, Joe.
Yeah. I don't know, because it's like buying clothes for them. You know, they grow so quick.
Yeah, but it's like it won't. It's gonna stretch and get all distorted.
Right, right.
Weir's boyfriend was at the home at the time with his brother, a registered sex offender identified as 21-year-old Dakota Popham.
I bet he does.
Can make this stuff up.
Seriously. It's like somebody writing a script.
The children told police that Popham tattooed them, according to the Dallas Morning News. Popham was convicted in 2013 of indecency with a child by exposure in a case involving a 13-year-old girl, according to the Texas Department of Public Safety's Sex Offender Registry. He was also convicted in 2012 of indecency with a child by sexual contact in a case involving a 12-year-old girl and is listed as a lifetime member of the registry.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
he's a lifetime member.
Sometimes
these things, you know, you're not lifetime. You have to keep on re-upping.
You have to pay dues every year. He's just a lifetime
that's
member.
That's great. He should have gotten that tattooed. Yeah.
After discovering the tattoos, Weir's ex-husband called the authorities, who allegedly found her intoxicated at the home. Who would have thunk?
Yeah, this alcohol, I'm starting to think, is not good for everybody.
Her ex-husband, who had come by to pick up his children, is reportedly seeking custody of the kids. Excellent idea. Weir was being held in the Travis County Jail in lieu of $15,000 bail. She posted a photo of one of her children to Facebook in February, writing, "I thank God for her and the life that she has made me responsible for. I can't be selfish. I can't be as careless as I wish I could be. She's more important than my feelings and my own life." This is the real meaning of love right here.
See?
And if I could add that, Weir told police that she allowed the children to get the tattoos, but wouldn't say who actually performed the act of tattooing the children, which means that she allowed and felt it would look nice.
Yeah, she thought it was a great idea to have her 9, 10, and 13-year-old get tattooed.
Well, I mean, it's a 13-year-old boy.
What? The 13-year-old boy and the 10 and 9-year-old girl.
It's a lovely bar mitzvah present. The cross is nice. It looks good. At least didn't get the teardrop.
Yeah.
I mean, let's try to focus on the positives.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's just the lovely combination of the fact that these are underage children getting tattoos, and they're not supposed to cry about it. Like, basically on
Don't
the bone.
Cry
so who took them for the tattoos?
No, there was at home.
It was a home tattoo?
It was a home tattooing.
Who the hell does a home tattooing?
Apparently these people.
That offends me more than anything.
Sex offender.
A creepy sex offender does.
Sex offender.
What do you think? Yeah,
do they sell a kit?
Apparently.
And of course they're going to do it at home. You can't go to a tattoo place and bring the kids and have the kids. No tattoo place would do that.
They well, lose the I don't know about no, but.
No, they would. They lose their license. They go to jail.
But.
Yeah.
And I don't want to argue this now. Because I still got to do my story. Uh-huh. But let's be honest. Great for show and tell. Just saying. Pretty rad on the playground.
Oh, I'd love to just see. I just love to see. And what do you have, Billy? Got a tat on my ankle, Teach.
Yeah. I got like an anchor on the forearm like a sailor.
And look, I got an infinity number, and he tattooed his sex offender registry number right below it.
You just wonder whose idea this was.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to have my story when we come back. Those chosen pips for number two. Don't go anywhere. Listen to Davin's Den. Back, Davin's Den, doing our Mother's Day countdown. When we last left off, Joe and Pip share tattoo mom. Get the kitty's tattoo.
That sound right?
Hey, yeah.
Hey.
Here's my contender for number two. A woman has been arrested after giving birth to a baby boy and then discarding the newborn in the toilet of a Los Angeles area Subway sandwich shop. Yes, Pip, your eyes are correct. Customers reportedly saw the woman, who is reportedly transient, according to the Los Angeles Times, enter the bathroom in West Covina and emerge completely saturated in blood. According to the Mirror, workers at the shop then follow the trail of blood from the restroom before uncovering the woman's placenta in the trash can. The umbilical cord was also reportedly seen hanging from the toilet.
Would you like lettuce and tomato with that?
The crying baby was apparently partially submerged in the toilet. Officials traced Mary Grassy Trinidad to another store in the same shopping center. She was reportedly shopping at a Pep Boys auto repair and service shop about 15 minutes later. The mom has been charged with attempted murder and child abandonment. The child will be put in protective custody. All right, a couple things to get here. Given what we know about what happened to Subway's former spokesman, Jared, isn't this the worst sandwich place to leave a child? I mean, really?
Yeah,
you couldn't go to a Blimpy or
any place
a Mickey D's?
Really?
A little
this
respect.
This manager's going nut again.
Don't call Jared.
Yeah, at least you could put them in the ball pit in Mickey D's playground.
I'm kind of wondering, was the umbilical cord 6 inches or a foot long?
Oh, that's rank.
How much extra is it for placenta?
Do you want that toasted?
I think the problem with the story is I'm going against myself here. Is people are going to focus on her being a bad mother.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing the point that she's a very good car owner. I mean, there's obviously something wrong with the car. 15 minutes later, she drops her kids like, I need to go to Pep Boys.
Yeah.
I can't see anything out of these windshield wiper blades.
She takes good care of her car.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She didn't birth a car.
Yeah.
She got the AAA award.
Okay. You drop your kid in a toilet in Subway. Yeah. I mean, listen, tattoos are terrible. I understand. It's no contest.
Just make sure you change your oil at 3,000 miles and your children at 3 minutes.
What's the viscosity on that little one?
Wait, now, so she had the baby in the toilet and then walked out, like, just, like, mic drop and then walked through.
Because, again, something Joe appreciates. Joe does not like lazy people. This woman's a doer. So
I'm assuming his name is Mike. Mic drop.
I got you. Mic drop splash.
Just walked through the restaurant,
yes.
And then to Pep Boys?
Yes. Well, it's in the mall.
I see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You go to the food court, and then you can get some spark plugs. What you do?
Did she get fries with that?
They don't have fries at Subway.
Oh, that's right. Chips?
I don't know. Maybe she got the kids' meal.
Oh, my God.
All right. I don't think this is even contest.
No. I'm sorry. No.
Joe, are you going to argue this?
I still say getting those kids tattooed. I mean, these kids are going to be stuck with these tattoos. This kid has a chance at a better life.
Yeah, yeah, because you want to start life in a toilet of a subway.
Yeah, but that's the way you start. But yeah, you still.
Okay. But where's mom? It's not about.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Have the baby in the toilet and walking out. Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's really bad.
All right, I got that one. Number two on the board. Joe, give us your contender for the number one worst mom.
Okay.
And if we can't get to the full story now, we can wrap it up on the other side.
Okay.
All right.
Take your time, Joe.
Mom blackout drunk when she molested son.
That's never good. Wait a minute. Oh. How can you do both? You're
yeah.
Is that sleep molested? That's a new one. That's all right. Just... You have my attention.
All righty. A 39-year-old woman who was blackout drunk when she mistook her then 11-year-old son for her boyfriend and molested him was sentenced to Friday to county jail time.
Again, alcohol's not good.
Yes, not good. Judge Michael P. Hattie told the mother that the children have an absolute right to feel safe, and she took that away from her son. He sentenced the woman to 1 year in the Livingston County Jail and 5 years of probation for second-degree criminal sexual conduct. An allegation of third-degree child abuse was dismissed in a plea deal. It's clear that the circumstances was an unlawful touching of a child, the judge said. I'm certain that the degree of intoxication contributed to this crime being committed.
Because sober folks don't do awful things.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm confident that this case was a case of two touches. One by the...
It sounds like the NFL in a receiving play. Like they're going to the instant replay. Illegal touching.
Yeah.
some people have a two martini lunch. She had a two touches lunch.
Yeah. Did the blackout mom have a control of the child before she passed out? God.
Oh,
I'm offended by the description.
What does the two touches mean?
We're going to find out. Don't go anywhere. So when we last left you folks, Joe was in the middle of a lovely drunken kid-touching story.
Yes.
I think Pip had a question. What was it? Like, what's legal touching?
Yeah, right.
No, what's lawful touching of a minor?
I don't know. But the judge made this statement. I'm confident this was a case of two touches, one of the child and one of the mother guiding the child's hands to her private parts, and that was done while she was believing that person was her boyfriend and not her son. But nonetheless, it does not justify it anyway.
Wait a minute. You mean being drunk doesn't excuse your unlawful activity, Joe?
That is correct, yes.
Oh, no!
It doesn't excuse your immoral behavior either?
Yes.
How small is her boyfriend?
Yeah, really?
And smooth.
Wait, how old is this child?
11.
Yes.
I know, you prefer 12-year-olds, but you're fancy.
Fancy. Oh, God.
The judge also stated, my concern, though, regardless of how intoxicated one gets, I cannot fathom a circumstance or scenario like this, he said. I believe at some level...
Because you don't know how to party, Judge.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, man.
Just do your cases and go in your robes and your chambers.
We know how to rock!
I believe at some level she was aware of what she was doing to her son, he said. She failed in grand fashion to do the one thing a mother should do, and that is protect her son. Yeah, no kidding. Stupid.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I hope there's something funny at the end of the sentence, Joe. Oh,
whatever she was supposed to do in ensuring protection of the young man, she put herself in a position where she became the danger.
Yeah.
Defense attorney, he had a rough time. Defense attorney Terry Olson said his client would never have abused her child sexually had it been not for the combination of alcohol consumption and mental illness. Well, dismissed. Dismissed.
Oh. And the son wanted it.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see those little booty shorts he was wearing today?
Who dresses him? Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's right. That caused her to believe in the moment of total drunkenness that she was actually touching her boyfriend. That's what I think happened in this case. Well,
stop right here. For all you people, all you ladies that can't get a date, you really need to check yourself. Because this woman has a boyfriend. What's wrong with you? Go on, Joe. Cut yourself. Not you.
The defense attorney said, it was a tragic, horrible error. I see no reason why she would call out the name of a boyfriend. No rational explanation. Then she thought...
She called... So detailed.
Oh, God, sick.
And then she thought she was, at the moment, was touching her boyfriend, Olson said.
Man, that's going to be weird, like, when you're sitting around with your buddies. How'd you lose your virginity? Well, mom was drunk.
That's right.
Oh, man. Yeah, the worst.
That's a bad story.
That's a mic drop.
But wait, but yeah. Oh, mom. Well, mom was drunk. Oh, wait. So I'm sorry. I should let you finish before I ask this.
Yeah, because we got time here.
Right. Well, Olson said, "I didn't think she was a pedophile. I didn't think she was a pedophile before this, and I don't think she'll be a pedophile again."
Well, no, because she's not allowed to drink anymore.
That's right.
Well, that's an awful mom. All right,
there you
Pip.
Go.
Now they keep saying, "Well, she was in a blackout."
Yes.
But she thought it was her boyfriend.
Boyfriend, yes.
How do you know you thought it was your boyfriend if you're in a blackout?
Well, it's her story. We're taking her word.
Oh. Yeah.
She seems like somebody you would trust.
Yes, an alcoholic and with mental illness. Why wouldn't you trust her?
Yeah, absolutely. Why isn't her word golden? Oh.
All right, what's your story, Pip?
I'm sorry. Oh, damn.
Enough. You're wasting time.
I know.
Be appalled later.
Yeah, exactly. We got a clock to worry about. Stupid humanity.
I hope nobody's eating their Mother's Day dinner because Bloomington mom arrested after three children found confined in a room covered in feces.
Oh, who hasn't?
Yeah. Bloomington, Indiana. Bloomington police say a woman left her three children locked inside a room covered in feces and urine on Sunday.
That's how you know they're yours. You can smell them.
According to police, the children had been confined in a room with a belt around the door handle. Urine and feces were smeared on the walls in the room.
Mm.
They were able to determine the children had been left unattended for some time.
Well, that doesn't just instantly appear.
A man and a woman were found drunk and passed out on the living room floor.
Again, alcohol!
Alcohol!
We are not going to get liquor sponsors.
Neighbors said they were sickened by the smells coming from the apartment. Oh, God, it was horrible. If you did not know better, you would have thought the kids urinated on the furniture and on the floor. It could be just dirty diapers, but this was just overpowering, says a neighbor. Court documents say Natasha Esther, 22, called police and claimed the father took all three kids from the home. The father said he went to the house because he had heard the children had been left alone. The children range from 7 months to 3 years. Esther now faces three charges of neglect of a dependent. The children are now in the care of their father. Child Protective Services is involved in the case, and the police say they're happy the children are no longer in the deplorable conditions. There was urine and feces smeared on the walls. There was dirty diapers that had been thrown up against the walls. The children clearly had not been taken care of.
Clearly. All right, well, we'll let you think about that, and we'll wrap this up with my story. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Davin's Den. Back listening to Davin's and last segment of the night, of the day, of the Mother's Day show. We had, Joe, what would quickly recap yours? Quickly.
Okay, blackout mom,
touching
molested son.
Yes.
Diaper mom locks up three babies in a room full of feces and urine.
Are they awful enough to get the top spot? Joe, you feel good?
Yeah.
Pip, you feel good?
Yeah. She kept her kids in a cat box.
That's what you call daycare.
I call that home.
Yeah, sure you do. A mother in West Virginia is now serving 6 years behind bars for intentionally making her 9-year-old son sick by contaminating his IV fluids with his own feces.
Ew.
I love watching Pip's reaction to these stories. She just slowly looked away and went, ew. Like, out of all the awful that we... You can have it on your dang walls, but how about having it in your body? Oh, go on. The incident took place inside a Cincinnati, Ohio hospital and was committed by 35-year-old Candida Flutie.
Sounds like an illness.
It does. Prosecutors told the AP that Flutie may have been purposely trying to make the child sick in order to get attention.
You don't say.
What was the date of that story?
It was... Ooh. It's good. I checked it. Everything I checked, it's checked out.
What's the date of the story?
I don't have it in front of me, but I checked it before I did because I know the rules.
Because I thought that story didn't.
No,
make,
there's been similar.
I saw the story.
There was a similar story about I think a woman in New York or something.
Oh, good. There's been more than one. Oh, I'm happy.
Well, no, I mean similar in some ways to this, but yeah, this one was in the confines.
In his IV.
Yeah. Yes. So Flutie had been purposely trying to make the child sick in order to get attention. In Flutie's case, her son had a condition called Hirschsprung, which impacts his bowels and caused him to require numerous surgeries. She was caught on hospital video surveillance injecting her son's feces into his IV to trigger a bacterial infection. Although Flutie had previously pleaded not guilty, she changed her mind and opted for a plea that throws her behind bars for 6 years as opposed to eight. The AP says she was originally charged with two counts, each of felonious assault and child endangering. Her son survived and is currently living with an aunt, even though he's technically in the custody of West Virginia's Child Services. This was July of last year, Joe. Now that I remember, it was July 2nd, because she's going to jail July 8th mm-hmm. of last year. Mm-mm. So, I would say this is the definition of a crappy parent.
Oh,
there it was.
You wrote that yourself?
I did.
Are you sure I didn't write that?
And you have to, the dedication this woman has to being awful, to willingly handle the turds. It's one thing to leave the child's own turds on the wall smeared with their own, but you're taking another person's turds and injecting it back into their body. That is a special type of awful.
No. If it's all about handling turds, let me tell you. This lady, she takes them and puts it in there in a nice sterile environment. My lady?
An environment? The environment's the kid's body, you idiot.
No, I'm saying in a hospital. She's injecting in the back. This, my lady, is there to enjoy her work and the feces smell.
No.
We're talking about foulness? This is foul.
With Joe's kid, I mean, who's worse between yours and Joe's? I mean, at least the kid's got a good bar story.
Oh, who's worse between me and Joe's?
Yeah.
Joe's.
Joe's is worse than yours?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. She's worse because she molested a child. I mean, look, the feces will wash off, and it will even scar. But this, she molested her child.
Did you see?
Blacked out drunk.
He had bedroom eyes.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, I can't stand close to him because the lightning is just going to sear me.
You wish. God's afraid of you.
God's afraid of you. That's well, right. I was scared of him.
Yeah.
Do you think yours is worse than mine? Do you think hers is worse than mine?
It's both involving fecal matter.
Yeah, but one's being injected into a sick kid, Joe.
But the kid lived, and I think the kid...
Yeah, the kids, all these kids live.
How old is the child?
The kid was like 11.
11? I would think that the kid...
Mine were 7 months through 3 years.
I think Pips is worse than yours.
Babies.
There is no way. Oh, no, excuse me, mine's 9. You got a 9-year-old sick kid.
7 months
old. Because they were just neglected. And every story you guys had is neglect. Bring a little creativity. Neglect is just average bad parenting. I am not... See, at least Joe's was proactive, and I'll get to Joe's. Yours is just neglect. It's been neglect, neglect, neglect. No.
Yes.
I'm not impressed. Anybody can neglect a kid. It's easy. I try all the time.
Okay. Your filth is worse than my filth.
How many times on this show have we said that? All right, my filth is worse than your filth.
Yes.
Okay. So now I go on to you. Yes, it's not proper to molest a kid.
Oh, you think?
Done.
Well, I'm just going on record. But nor is it proper to inject your child with turds.
Yeah, but
she's trying to kill the kid.
She's trying to get attention.
There's other ways to get. We're a halter-top
on the equal scales of horrible things. Molesting a child when you're drunk is worse than with your
really than injecting turds into while you're sober.
That won't kill him.
She was trying to kill him.
That won't kill
she was
him.
Trying,
neither will sleep with mom.
She was trying to get attention. She wasn't trying to kill him.
And she was trying to hook up. She wasn't trying to kill him. Happy ending. Have you never heard the expression?
I understand that, but the emotional scars. This kid, the kid that it went on and will live a better life.
Really?
Okay, this kid
really?
Is emotionally scarred.
How come you're living with your aunt? Oh, because my mom was shoving turds in my IV drip while I was in the hospital sick.
Okay, how come you're not living at home? Well, my mom molested me. Drunk, while she was drunk with mental problems.
Yeah, because you still have the drunk. Obviously, this one has mental problems, too.
But the thing is...
So mental problems is a push.
Joe, if you would allow me. How you doing after all that, Norman? Oh, I'm fine. Me and the motel are getting along great.
Mackenzie Phillips had a career. Mackenzie Phillips was very successful. You never see any child stars. Well, they injected turds. Macaulay Culkin's parents never injected turds into him. There's nobody walking around with good heartwarming turd stories who turned it all around. It has never happened.
But you know what?
Because Lee Phillips turned into a junkie and she lost her job.
But she had a good career.
But I think when you could say, I think you could say, if you took these two kids, my mom injected me with fecal matter. She had a problem. You take two, a bunch of strangers. Well, that's an awful thing. My mom molested me while she was blacked out drunk, which is a lot worse.
Yeah, but she's an alcoholic. Worse.
But it's a lot worse.
It's not worse.
It is worse.
Oh, it is worse.
It is a lot worse.
How is that worse than injecting turds into you? It's not worse.
It
is. People have incest all the time.
So you're saying incest is this?
I'm not saying it's good.
On a scale of horrors, molesting your child.
This
is
worse.
A lot worse.
Trying to kill him by turd is worse. Trying to kill him by turd.
No, I don't think so.
Absolutely not.
This is. This is completely wrong. But
no, I think it's the molester mom.
All right. Well, we'll give it to Joe, but it's under protest. Thank you, guys.
It always is.
What was the final countdown?
You got two. He got one.
But what were the stories?
Oh, well,
Brillo mom
number three. Sandwich kid for number two. In the toilet. And molester mom for number one.
All right. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.